Earthshine is very bright to us, but it doesn't appear like it's going to be very bright to the camera. I don't think we're going to get anything. I thought maybe we'd even get Earthshine Horizon here, but I don't think we do.
Okay, I'm afraid we're not getting any picture at all down here, Jane.
Okay, Joe, we'll go ahead and terminate it. I thought the light level's pretty low where the eye could adapt to it. It's pretty dark down there, I must admit.
Okay, mighty fine. I've got a couple of landmark tracking updates and a map update for you when you're ready to copy.
Stand by, we're getting ready to get the camera secured and some other stuff.
Roger that.
Okay, Houston Apollo 10, go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you the landmark tracking update pads first. This is for Rev 30. Your T1 is 134.1556. T2 is 134.1730. For roll, all balls. Pitch, 282. And yaw, all balls. North, 2-9er, 2-9er, 4-1. And that was for site B1. For 150, T1 is 134.2740. 134.2912. Roll is all balls. Pitch, 246. Yaw, all balls. North, 02.0240. And I'll stand by for readback on those two.
Okay, give me the first one on B1. I missed that. The first T1.
Roger, T1 is 134.1556.
Okay, with a read back, T1 will be 134.1556, 134.1730, 000, 282, 000, north, 29er, 4-1, 150, 134.2740, 134.2912, 000, 246, 000, north, 02.0240.
Roger, that's good copy on a readback, and let me know when you're ready for your map update.
Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, this is for Rev 30. LOS will be 133.1056, 133.2144, 133.5705.
Roger, read back 133.1056, 133.2124, and 133.5705.
Okay, on your second row there, Tom, that's 133.2144.
Roger, that's 133.2144.
Roger, that's correct, Tom.
Okay, John's going through an IMU realign, and just for academic interest, I'd like to talk a little more about Snoopy. Obviously, he was out in front of us, and he'll be going out in front of us and coming up higher. As such, I'm trying to make a relative motion plot in my own mind here. And it looks like at TEI, if he continues to do that and we burn and zip out there, we could be fairly close. Over.
Okay, Tom, what Fido has come up with, that if you initially picked him up behind, or if he was behind you and then he passed directly below you and is coming up in front of you now, what he should do is continue to climb on up above you and therefore fall back behind. And he'll continue to fall behind, and at TEI you should be between 500 or 600 miles out in front of him. What has happened evidently is you've lapped him once, and this probably will be the only time you'll get a chance to see him until you leave the lunar orbit.
Okay, well, that's what my initial estimate was. When I called into Charlie earlier, it looked like that we were, you know, naturally he went away out above us and behind us, and it looks like we'd already caught up with him, and I didn't know what the rate of catch-up was. But the whole thing, when we saw him down below and like that, I see. So we've already lapped him, and he's going to continue to go. That's good. Over.
Roger. Understand, Tom.
I could tell we were right in the place where the orbits were crossed, and I was trying to plot a relative motion picture in my mind and fly at the same time and do a few other things, and it wasn't too easy, but there's no doubt about it. We were so close to the rascal that you could see different color in the sun glint between the black and the silver panels on the sides of the descent stage here. Over.
That's getting pretty close.
Yeah, I admit that the possibility of a rendezvous is real low, but still just like to keep a handle on it. Over.
Roger that, Tom.
Rog?
Tim, this is Houston. Tom, other than this rev, can you recall what other revs you've seen Snoopy on?
We've seen Snoopy every rev on the landmark tracking, and you know, the landmark tracking that we did for those four revs, and every time he was out in front of us and would disappear over our head. Over. And when that's when we were going just about local, we were pitched down from local horizontal about 20 degrees, you know, as John was doing the landmark tracking, maintaining orb rate, and Snoop would come up over the horizon and then disappear out over our center hatch window. And each time it looked like we were getting closer, which meant, you know, that we were catching him. Over.
Roger, I understand.
Houston, like I know we were lapping him, but like I said, he was out in front of us now, and the whole thing, what I was concerned about was the next two relative perigees that Snoop would make, the way he'd be coming down, and what our picture would be in that period of time. Over.
Okay, Tom, we understand, but what you told us, we're trying to piece together with what seems to be the most logical route that Snoopy's taken there.
Last canister, do you want us to back off on this one, or do you want to change it on time?
Okay, Tim, we'd like for you to go back on the normal schedule.
Okay. Yeah.